Okay, Veilchot Shushan Purim to everybody. So we are now holding within the Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag that we're supposed to shift our attention to Hilchos Pesach. So one Shaila that's going to come up this year in Pesach that comes up every year, but it seems to be a little more urgent this year, is that there's a unit in the IDF called the Oketz unit. If you're not familiar, that's the canine unit. Dogs have played a very critical role in this current war. A lot of times they are the first ones into a place that might be booby-trapped, and they take the bomb in place of our chayalim, and they have served to save many lives already. So there's a general issue with feeding non-Pesachtik food to animals on Pesach. So I don't want to talk about that issue so much in general, because generally speaking, you make the adjustment. You know, you go on the CRC OU Star K website and you find the kosher Pesach food, or don't get a pet. You know, it's not the end of the world if you don't have a pet. But when it comes to something this urgent, we have to see if there are any sorts of kulas. Why do we have to see if there are any sorts of kulas? So, first of all, obviously, just to state the obvious, the Isser is an Isser Hana'a from Chametz, and an Isser of owning Chametz. So you're not allowed to own Chametz, you're not allowed to get Hana'a from Chametz. So obviously you're not allowed to feed your animals any Chametz. But the issue is that if you start feeding your animals food that they're not used to, the Gemara tells us in Ksubas Daf Kuf Yud that when you change the eating habits of an animal, it starts acting funny and it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. So in the past, when the Oketz unit tried to change the eating habits of the animals for Pesach, they had to take a lot of those dogs out of commission. They couldn't do their job. They couldn't function properly. So that in a normal year is not so great. In this year, it's probably pikuach nefesh to have that. So obviously pikuach nefesh is docha kol haTorah kula. But let's see if al pi halacha there's any kula anyway, even without using pikuach nefesh. There was an article written by the head of halachic policy for the rabbinate of Tzahal in Tchum in volume 35. His name is Rav Avihud Schwartz. So he suggests the following Mahalich, and Rabbi Jachter wrote this up as well in English. The Mahalich goes as follows. There is a din that when chametz is nifsal me'achilas kelev, if it's something that would not be eaten even by a dog, then you don't have to worry about it at all. That's the heter with medications and things like that. Cosmetics, if it's nifsal me'achilas kelev, it's psachim daf chaval of mbeis, shulchan aruch, sin tuf mem beis if beis, and sin tuf mem heis if beis. Now clearly nifsal me'achilas kelev is not a problem. Now obviously if you're feeding something to a dog, it is not nifsal me'achilas kelev. By very definition, the dog is eating it. But that's what it would take in order for real chametz to become mutter. However, there's another category of chametz called taroves chametz. Taroves chametz is where there is some chametz, not actual chametz, chametz ingredients mixed into a food. So let's say you have cheese that has some flour mixed into it to give it a little more substance, a little more body to it. So taroves chametz has a different din. The halacha is that one does violate bali matzeh for taroves chametz as well. But there's a difference between taroves chametz and regular chametz in terms of what does it need to be nifsal from in order for it to become mutter. Meaning, when it comes to chametz gomer, it needs to be nifsal me'achilas kelev. When it comes to taroves chametz, it only needs to be nifsal me'achilas Adam. So it doesn't have to get quite to the point that a dog would not eat it. So if you could have taruvas chametz that gets to the point of nifsal me'achilas Adam, that would already be mutter to have on Pesach. And Pashtos is mutter bahana as well. This is paskind in Shulchan Aruch and Simtaf Mem Beis Seif Dalin, and the Mishra Berurah over there in Sivkat and Chav Beis spells this out, that the Isra Hana'a would not apply either. So when it comes to feeding different animals, you have to look at the different types of animals and different types of food that you have. For example, I have. I always tell my kids before they invite friends, just warn your friends that we have 11 pets. They all happen to be fish, and they live comfortably in a fish tank. And, you know, it scares the friends off a little bit. So you know, if you have fish in a fish tank, so if you ever have smelled the fish food, it is awful. It smells disgusting. You have to wash your hands as soon as you drop the pinch of fish food. You can only put a pinch in. For anyone who ever has to feed fish, don't pour the container in, because fish don't drown in water; they drown in food. But so if you want your fish to live, you put in a pinch. But it's clearly you know, very much nifsal me'achilas adam when it comes to fish food. So then you just have to figure out, is it chametz gam or is it taruvas chametz? Generally speaking, it's an easy enough fix. Anyway, you can feed your fish bloodworms, and usually they'll be happy with it. Usually the owners of the fish are grossed out by that, but the fish don't seem to complain. They're pretty okay with the bloodworms. Or you just wait till one of them dies, and then the rest of them eat that one, and then everyone's happy. Also, you just let nature take its course. But I'm not necessarily suggesting that. So Rabbi Zion Abba Shaul in Or Letzion Chel Gimel Simen Tzadi Beis thought that fish food, if it's tarovus chametz, is going to be mutter, because it's clearly nifsal me'achilas adam. The question is, what about dog food, right? That's our Indian over here. When it comes to dog food, do we assume that all dog food is nifsal me'achilas adam? So if it's only tarovus chametz, which usually it is, usually it's not chametz gomer, it's, you know, some sort of meat product or something like that. There's something else that it is primarily, which just had a little chametz that's mixed in. So the question is, do we assume that it's nifsal me'achilas adam? Now, typically, you wouldn't snack on it, right? You're not going to, you know, be looking through your pantry one night when you're hungry and say, oh, well, there's a little bit of dog food left, so maybe I'll eat that, right? It's not something, but does that necessarily mean that it's not, that it's nifsal me'achilas adam? So exactly where you draw the line, and that is difficult. It's difficult to know what's called nifsal me'achilas adam. Rav Shlomo Zalman is a tshuva in Minchas Shlomo Chelek Aleph, Simin Yud Zayin, where he brings a raya from the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, where the Rambam says that urine is not nifsal me'achilas adam. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you see that the way we define nifsal me'achilas adam is not necessarily based on what you would snack on late at night, maybe very late at night, maybe Purim night, but whatever. It's not based on what one would snack on very, very late at night. So it's hard to know when something's actually nifsal me'achilas adam. On the other hand, Rav Shachter has told us many times that Rav Salvechik used to say that what's the heter of buying toothpaste without a hashkacha? It doesn't. It's this flavorful thing you're putting in your mouth, and it likely has. It's possible that it has glycerin that's come from non-kosher sources. So how could you put it in your mouth? So the heter is that it's or to get toothpaste without a special Pesach hashkacha to avoid any chametz issues. So the heter is that it's nifsal me'achilas kelev. That it's not even. That's the story they tell, that someone said to Rav Salvechik, but my dog, I tried it, my dog ate my toothpaste, and Rav Salvechik said, you have a crazy dog. You know, it doesn't mean that it's Roy Lechilas Kalev. But Pashtus is, he was willing to assume that it's at least Nifsal Me'achilas Adam, even though it's somewhat pleasant tasting. So it is somewhere on the, you know, it's at least somewhat of a debatable point. So that's where Rav Schwartz writes in this Tshuva in Tchumen that perhaps for the Oketz unit, where the dogs are serving a significant function, where it's not just a matter of convenience and you know, I want to have a pet and therefore I want my pet to be as happy and not moody as possible, so I'm going to go and I'm going to feed the pet chametz that may or may not be nifsal me'achilas adam, that would be very, very questionable. But considering the circumstances, he thought that there was room to be mekel, and he writes that Rav Dov Lior was okay with this kula, and it seems to make a lot of sense. They say that when Rav Benzion Abba Shaul suggested the kula for the fish food, that Rav Avadi Yosef was shown that tshuva, and he said, let me look into it a little bit. And after he looked into it for a bit, he said 100% correct. Rav Benzion Abba Shaul is 100% correct. Rav Avadi was attacked for that, but he you know, obviously didn't back down and defended himself. So there does seem to be a lot of room to be mekel. Again, I would not be mekel necessarily for a regular regular dog owner when there are kosher LePesach pet foods, even if the dog maybe isn't super thrilled about it. But when you're dealing with a dog that has a significant function, let's say a seeing eye dog for a blind person, or is a dog that really contributes significantly to society, and not just because you were bored during COVID, so you wanted another body around the house to take care of. So I think that that's a there's a lot of room to be made for, in these cases. Okay, have a good day.